guys, today we did a movie review on Barbie.
Barbie!
Yeah, and my sister did it with me. And what's
Hi,
your name,
everyone.
Girl?
My name is Moody.
Okay.
Yes,
and we talked about Barbie. We talked about everything. We also did Nana's Corner, and we talked about the women that are down this week with Halle Berry. With who else?
Nia Long,
and we also did a few babies came this week. We have Serena Williams, we have Rihanna. You know, we talked about a whole lot of things. You guys should go and check it out. I promise you, it's worth listening to.
It is.
Yeah, so you guys should go and check it out. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Is the Spectrum Podcast, motherfuckers?
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Hi.
My name is what? My name is what? My name is Sadie.
It's young to the beginning.
I'm gonna give you some banana. Baby, if you got me, da-na-na.
Women can just be friends. Like a guy and a girl that are single can just be friends.
Yes, yes, I do, because I have guys that just my friends, like you.
Wow!
I felt that in my soul!
You're now locked into the number one podcast on Spotify. Yes, for good reason. Another one.
This is the Spectrum Podcast. Baby, don't mind when you see, come give me that. Jump up on my body like animal. Dance make you feel like carnival. I go lock you down like criminal. One touch feeling like 1 million. People just say what you like a cinema. Wine bandy thing like a neva. Make sure you do nobody else like it. Baby, don't mind when you see them.
Okay, guys, we're back. This is Nana of the Spectrum Podcast, and today we are doing things a little bit different, okay? And we have some sister, you know, some sister blood, some sister energy in the studio today. And we're doing the movie review today, right? With my sister, right? What's your name?
My name is Moody.
Okay, so I don't know. Say it again.
My name is Moody.
Moody. M-E-D-I. Yeah. Yeah, that's my sister Moody, cause she's right. Moody.
If you say so.
Yeah, she's quite a moody fellow. So So we're doing these things a little bit different, and Daniel is not around today, so you guys should forget about that energy. We don't need that masculine energy. Alright. Okay, so the song you're listening to is Tested, Approved, and Trusted by the controversial number one artist that they call Burna Boy. And he's talented. Whatever. You know, we were talking about this in off air, and I don't know. I like Burna Boy, I don't like him too. He's like that. I think that, yeah, it's a complicated relationship. He has quite a complicated relationship with Nigerians.
Yeah,
that's what I think. So yeah, so this Tested, Approved, and Trusted, one of my favorite tracks on the album, and I don't know if you guys have listened to it yet, but it's a good album. I'll give it to him. I don't like giving him his flowers. Okay. Yeah, so what do you think about the album? Okay, yeah, have you listened?
I haven't listened yet.
But do you like the song?
Yeah, I do like the song. It's really nice. And I can't wait to listen to the rest of the album.
That was a lie. That was fake.
That's not a lie.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway,
guys, we are back on the show today. And today we're going to do the movie review for Barbie. I know you guys, people, not our fans. I don't want to be like that person that says fans, but listeners. Yeah, our listeners have been asking about when we are going to do the Barbie review, but you know, I have quite a toxic co-host in the name of Daniel. Toxic masculinity at his best, you know, it shines bright through him, you know.
The shade.
Yeah, the shade of it all, even when he's not around, you know. You know, he gets it. So, yeah, so we're going to be doing the Barbie movie review, and trust me, it's going to be great. You guys are going to listen to it. But first off, let's go in with the first thing of the day. Okay, guys, you're listening to the number one podcast on Spotify, on Apple, on where are we on Jollof Radio, and on yes. I'm not Daniel, so I'm not gonna shout too much on this. Okay, guys. You're listening to the Spectrum Podcast, yes, and you're on with Nana, yes. Alright. So, I don't know, was that good? Was that okay?
Alright.
So, Moody. So, I'm with my sister today, guys, like we said before, and yeah, she's my last born.
Yeah. She's my last born. Did you give birth to me?
I kind of did. I made it possible for you to be so. The last born. I made it possible for you. Like, I cleared the way for
Which
you to.
Cleared
you
the way.
Anyway, so we are back with my sister Moody, and so how was your week?
It was okay. It was bland. As a jobless, you know, person, it was quite bland.
I can relate to that because I'm quite jobless too.
Yeah.
I think unemployment runs deep in our family. Yeah, both of us are unemployed right now. Yeah, and I'm enjoying it. Are you okay? You, I don't know about you, but are you enjoying?
Not really. I'm looking for money.
Looking for money. Yes. Right now, you don't have money.
I don't have money. I'm broke. I need money.
I understand. I think I like being broke a bit.
You?
Yeah.
You feel like accountant general?
No, I'm not an accountant general.
An ex accountant general.
It is that. So they play. They play.
I beg. I don't think. Anyway, my week was. I never asked me how my week is.
Oh yeah, how was your week? I forgot. You're
whatever.
Not really that important, so you know.
I just. But yeah, I'm not important, but you're my show. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, you begged.
But you begged me, right?
You begged me to be here.
You begged me, like,
no,
can I come
so.
On your show and talk? Like,
no, you begged me.
I'll see. You know, me, but you know, $100. Do you know how many people want to be on this show?
That's nice.
Do you know
how
many people? I just gave you this free slot, and people even pay us. Like, but we are like, we don't do that yet. You know, we don't. We are not those kind of.
Will you keep quiet?
I beg you.
Thank you.
But okay, so yeah, so my week. What was my week like? I think my week was okay. I think. I don't know. I'm just preparing myself, you know, for my exams. You guys just keep up with me, so maybe. In November or December, let's see if I passed.
Yes,
if I passed, then I'll give you guys gifts. You know, the gift of love. You know? Not anything nice, but the gift of love. I'll show more love.
Nice now.
But if I don't pass, I'll go year round for this show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it their fault?
I don't care, man.
No problem.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, so guys, so we're going to go straight into Nana's Corner this week. Yes. Where we're going to be talking about a whole lot of, you know, things that happened this week. So let's get into Nana's Corner.
This is Nana's Corner.
Yeah. So we're back. So Moody, first off, the first news of the week. Mm-hmm. Anyway, previously on Nana's Corner.
Okay. Previously.
that's how I want to start doing my
let's do what's up.
Previously on Nana's Corner,
mm-hmm.
We talked about a lot of things, but first off, let's start with the bad things that happened this week. So mm-hmm. You saw the news about This Is Us.
Yeah, Ron Cephas Jones.
You know, I don't know if you guys know This Is Us, but in our family we actually like watching movies and series
and
mostly
series.
And now dramas, you know. You know, it's something that we enjoy, right? And I don't know if you guys know the series This Is Us. It's a very, you know, touching thing. If you have not watched it, it's the right time for you to watch it, right? So Ron Severs Jones died at 66. Yes. And you know, died from a long-standing pulmonary issue, I guess. And you know, the thing, when I saw it, I was like, I know he died in the show.
In the show, so it was like,
like he died twice.
Twice. Like he shot somebody twice in the chest.
Like, ah, I was like, why now? But anyway, you know, shout out to Randall's dad, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, may he so rest in peace.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next show or the next story. So now, this is Davido released the unavailable remix with Lato. And if you know,
you know, disclaimer, this is a Nicki Minaj stan talking to you right now. So okay, anything that has to do with a Nicki Minaj hater, I don't like.
Exactly. So first off, sir, did you like it?
I listened to it. It was okay. It was okay. It wasn't bad. Compared to Calm Down, it wasn't bad.
Damn.
But Selena, I don't think it shots. Was needed. I know that they needed to like blow in America and all that. But like for me it wasn't needed. I like the original more.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be like Calm Down? Do you think it will take him?
I don't think Lato has that power to take him to like the Billboard. But she's not like a big artist like that.
Yeah, she's not like Selena.
And she's not like Selena.
Yeah.
She's just a mediocre.
No, really. What would it
like? You know, I don't like her.
You don't like her. Yeah, because she's not like Nicki.
And the way she switched up on her was weird. So
okay. Yeah. I talk about that. I don't remember that. Okay, I know she switched up on Nicki, but I don't know what caused that. Do you think, first of all, about Nicki, do you think that, I like Nicki, everybody knows that, but do you think that maybe she does not, or she does something that makes this rapper switch up?
See, even about this particular situation, with that Lato was begging her for a feature.
Damn. Okay.
And Nicki was saying that she didn't want to do the feature, that it didn't fit her sound or something like that.
Okay.
And so she vexed. So when the Grammys came around the corner, Nicki was like, okay, why is her song in the pop category but other songs like Lato's Big Energy were in the hip-hop?
Yeah.
And so Lato carry him as beef. So that why are you bringing my song? And it's not only a song that she mentioned Drake's song, some other people's song that were in the hip-hop category. Okay, well, Lato carry him for chest, say why are you coming for me, this one, that one. She's not released a recording of Nicki. Nicki didn't know that she was recording now. They had a phone call where Nicki was refusing a feature from her. She was telling her things like, this will not serve you. What you're asking for will not serve you. That's. And she didn't even implicate Nicki in any way. Yet she released the recording. So yeah, since then she has been a Nicki hater. But before that she was a big fan of Nicki. She even had a tweet of her framed when Nicki was praising the Lato. That's why I'm like, this is just weird behavior. Like,
Alright, so that's why I don't like Lada. So Lada is a hater. So
yeah.
This when I heard this, when I was like, which kind? Why are you? He didn't even have to do that. Unavailable. And if he wanted to even get that US audience, Lato is not the person that will take you there. Because even in America, I don't think they listen to Lato. She's not a mainstream artist.
Yeah, she isn't.
So what is the point of putting Lato on it? Because I just asked Nicki Minaj that. Yeah. Sure, Nicki Minaj has done a feature with him before. But maybe you wanted a different person, but you know, it's not gonna save you in the long run.
And the original is still better, so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can feel the hate of Lato. But okay. Moving on to our next story, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Anyway, they welcome their new child.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
What happened?
Couple is weird. I'm trying to get used to it, but okay. Whatever.
What do you want to have with Chris Brown?
Chris Brown is not ready for that.
He's never ready, please.
He can never be ready. Yeah. But okay, congratulations.
You'll be Momo. You think so you're wise.
Okay. Another baby news, Serena Williams and her husband to welcome their second child. So it's
baby
like
girl.
August day. What is they call August rush? With all the babies coming in.
Yeah.
I think I'm pregnant.
Pregnant.
I don't know.
Good luck.
For Jesse Momoa.
You got dreams. You got deep dreams.
Listen, Momoa. Such a fine specimen of a man.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody that comes close.
Wow. Will you keep quiet?
Hit her's plenty.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Alright, yeah. So we have Nia Long. Do you see that news of Nia Long seeking full custody of her son with that coach?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Because he has already proven that he's not a sensible human being.
Damn.
And again, according to her claim, she said that he's not supporting the child. So if you are not supporting the child and you are not cheating everywhere, what's the point of you having custody? Okay.
Alright.
Yeah.
So let me break it down for our guests. You know, previously on Nana's Corner.
Okay.
I think we talked about Nia Long being she was, you know, cheated on by her. I think it's not a husband. They're not even married.
No,
okay. So what's the point of seeking full custody if you're not married?
There's a point that they are still together. So instead of them having joint custody, where like you stay in a house or his house, she just wants him to stay. The child to stay.
Okay.
In the house.
Okay, so this guy actually, his name is, anyway, you see Nigerian men.
Yeah, everywhere.
I don't even know. Me, I can't.
Pandemic.
I don't say much. You know when Daniel used to say this thing about black men don't cheat? I mean, this is an example of a black man. I say every black man.
Hey! You meeting me?
Of a black man that cheats. I mean, last week we were talking about Derrick Jackson. Now, see our Nigerian brother. Nigerian-American. They had to put like, he's a Nigerian-American, so... Nigerian, you know, say bad in a bad way. We can't be American on top. The name an Igbo man, Ime Udoka.
Wow.
So he cheated on Nia Long with a colleague of his, you know, and they suspended him. They made an example out of him. So see that you're a black man, you're supposed to make all those kind of mistakes because they will try to open your eye outside. You see that? So they suspended him for I don't know how many games. So he's a basketball coach actually. So yeah, so he cheated on Nia Long and it became like a big story of course. People were like, how can you cheat on Nia? Come on, like
such a beautiful woman.
Such, I don't know, but it shows if Jay-Z can cheat on Beyonce, I beg, please. Anything a lot happen. Of we cannot say anything again because I mean many, yes, the most. But now she's seeking for full custody, so of her child. But I was like, okay. But what is the reason? So the reason is that he cannot support the child.
Yeah, he doesn't support the child.
Okay, so what's the point? Like, go in what way?
She didn't specify.
Okay, so he doesn't support the child.
Doesn't support the child, but she's not like saying that she will have full custody and he will not see him at all.
Mm.
She's giving him like visitation rights.
Damn, to
that.
Your child.
Damn.
Well. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I stand by it.
Are you not ashamed of yourself?
Oh, well, I don't think.
Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
So, well, that they will settle it, you know, in their own way. Yeah, speaking of other, you know, visitation and nonsense child issues, Halle Berry. So Halle Berry, you know, she's one woman down, you know, she's one of the women that did not win in the court, you know. She's now, she has, I think, she had a child, how many children does she have with
that man,
Olivier Martinez?
I think it's one.
One child, right? Yeah. She had a child with one of her former. What is he, an actor or a director?
He's a French actor. Meaning he's jobless at the moment.
Wow!
I mean, if you are receiving that money, you must be jobless.
Wow!
Because that money is much.
Wow. I don't want peace. I want problems! Always!
So, she's, you know, she's going to be paying her husband, I mean, $8,000 every month.
Yeah.
Well, I think child support, right?
Yeah, it's good.
But it's joint custody. So why is she paying?
I don't understand.
And she's still paying spousal support too. And she's still going to pay the man. I think what is it? 4.3% of all her income. Hey, Yoruba, never.
They give me. What is this? Jesus.
And 4.3% of all her income.
That's above 2 million.
That is above 2 million.
Ha! For what?
Yeah, I'll make sure I don't get 2 million. I would say if they tell me say, make it 1.9. I think it's okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yes.
Tell me, you will not get for what? For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
So I'll be paying you money. Ah, Jesus. That lawyer
don't know why it's going on.
And she's still paying the children's school fees. So what are you doing as a man?
Exactly.
I mean, You cannot pay your so maybe he's actually jobless. Maybe does not have money.
Does not have money.
Maybe that's the reason. But well, I don't know why.
And this divorce has been like for 8 years. Ah, 8 years. Oh.
8 years divorce.
Yes. This is 2015.
See what I don't like. Maybe I've not meant
maybe
to.
Maybe even wanted more. Sir.
Many. It's true. Maybe wanted more, but this is the one they could do. 4.3% of all my money. Maybe they are going to vex. Going to transfer aggression. Nami. What kind of thing is that? Anyway, so another woman down, you know. Huh. Pay yourself to pause.
This is why pre-nup agreements are very essential. Mm-hmm.
But me, I don't wonder. But you know, there's this thing that people like say, if you sign prenups, you don't trust me. Okay, I don't trust you. I don't trust nobody. First of all, I don't even get. See, on this, let me tell you something. In my own case, if my husband has money, please, I will not sign prenup. If he's like, he's the one that has the money.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot to lose. I go to question. I'm like, you don't trust me. Actually, if I know that I'm not married for love, they're married for money. Wow. If it's that one, by now, I'm not married for money. Mm. Or would I?
Mm.
We don't know.
Only the future that can tell.
Exactly. So, but for now, I mean, if it's that thing of you're marrying someone with money. And you're married for love, you should sign that prenup, because the person has to protect himself. Exactly like all these people that are the count of, like Jessica Chastain's husband, that is a count of, what is it called then? Monte Cristo. I don't even know. The guy is a count, right? The guy is very rich.
Wow.
If not me, you think say me, I go sign prenup. Say waiting up. So that when we American, when she now finally divorces him, she will now collect his title. God, I better go. No,
be Countess Chastain.
If not me, I go show them my paper. If you don't sign prenup, you see, if you don't sign prenup with me, right? And at the end of the day, now it's you that caused problem.
Mm-hmm.
You cheated on me. One thing I will do, you're not gonna get money.
You can add like a cheating clause to prenup.
So who cheats and the guys go ahead and cheat. If you sign that prenup, I will contest. Like I had Britney Spears, and I want to contest. Yeah, we contest that prenup. I will have, even when you cheat on me, I will never say anything the first time. So when you
do it, gathering evidence.
There will be a private investigator following you and getting all the clippings and everything. So that when it's time for me to
band is listening.
Yeah, I don't care. So when he finally gets, you know, when it is not, the evidence is plenty. And I say, okay, so I've noticed a few things. I'll never tell you that I have everything. When I'll say, this is why we are not together again. So when you go to court, you see all my evidence A to Z.
Wow.
You see there. So yeah. So let it be known. Now, I always say this in that before I even marry myself, I will sign contracts. Because there are a lot of things I don't deal with. Like you men these days, there's no good man in this Lagos.
Ah,
you know that mommy was even this week, mommy was even asking me like, that's what is happening. I said that the men are there, but it's not to choose the one that is good. That's no good man. There's no good
don't
money.
Don't run!
You men, you guys are really, you know, taking a piece at this point. Anyway, so moving on from men. The topic is long. We cannot talk about it. So yeah, so during this week too, Steve Harvey tweeted, or somebody from Steve Harvey's team, like he has come out to claim now. Has said that a comedian you don't find funny at all. And first off, people were like, why is Steve Harvey tweeting this kind of? But I was like, what is wrong in Steve Harvey? I didn't see the whole thing behind people saying, why is he saying it? Like, it was not controversial. Is it controversial? But why is it?
It seems
like
very normal.
And it says it's like the king of comedy, you're not supposed to talk like that. But who cares?
The truth about that, so comedians aren't funny.
Anybody that Daniel funny. Find funny, I know say the person no funny.
Wow.
Because the way Daniel fired. Used to laugh, it's not real.
Wow.
It's fake.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I said it. And yeah, I don't want to go into it, but Daniel's comedians are not funny. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
who are his comedians?
There's one
okay.
on my list. Okay. They call the guy, say it's Bilbo. I don't know. He's been there and introduced him to the guy. And the first thing, the first comedy
special
comedy special that I did, not funny. Yeah. And he likes white men.
Wasn't giving.
He likes white, and white people are not funny.
Funny.
Naturally.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it. I like white people. So. Yeah. So I'm not a racist, but I mean, you have to call it as it is. But is there any white comedian that you find funny, man?
I can't even think of one. Damn. I can't think of anybody right now.
So white men.
So yeah.
You have to do better. Okay. Yeah, try and take some cues from our black people. We are so many. Right, so you. Producer, it's okay, thank you. Moving on to ahead. So, which comedian don't you find funny?
Honestly, I'm not a comedy person. So, when you even say think so of comedians.
So, you're not.
I'm not really conversant with like comedians and their work. Okay. Like if you ask me, which
like
comedian
you like Joy?
It's Kevin Hart. Please. Joy once in a while.
Wow.
Why enough? Why you even watch his special? It's not even that funny. So sometimes I just avoid them. As you know. So if you ask me that question now, my mind just immediately goes to Nigerian comedians. Those ones are a different breed.
Please leave them outside. Let's make it specific. American comedian.
Nah, I can't think of one.
Ha!
That is not funny.
That is not funny. Okay, that is not funny. Okay.
Because okay. I only listen to the funny ones.
Exactly. Okay. Who is your funny?
Kevin Hart.
Okay.
And Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Those people. But right. White people, I don't go out of my way to listen to them.
Wow. White people. I'm sorry. If you're white and listening to this, you're not funny. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm not going to apologize for that. You know? Yeah. So I think those are all the stories for this week.
Yeah,
nothing really spectacular really happened. Yeah, and you guys should give us something to
something juicy.
Nothing is really juicy, or maybe I have to disgrace myself.
But who will know you now? Would it be noteworthy enough to like, talk about like exactly?
You see now people are just doubting me. Don't worry, I give myself like. Yeah. No, how old am I gonna be? 31.
God forbid.
Give myself 2 years. Let me be 30. I mean, I will not be 31. If I'm 31, how old would you be? 20.
Why are you calculating my? What does my own age have to do with this situation? We're talking about you.
28.
I mean, I'll be 18 years old. I don't know what you're talking
18.
About.
18.
Yeah.
It's actually better like you said 19. You agree?
Yes, I'm 18. Okay. I check my birth certificate. I'm 18.
I know you're 18. I'm 18. So it's okay. So yeah, it'll be 28. How would you feel as a 28-year-old?
I feel normal. I feel weird, but normal because
I'm not even going.
Age is just a number.
When you're getting old, this age is just a number. See your life.
Age is just a number. All right, you know?
No problem.
It's a social construct. Like,
yeah,
it's not real.
Okay, social construct. Okay, that's a Gen Z way of talking. Like,
well, I am a Gen Z now.
Oh, you?
I have to represent. Okay, yes, I am.
Yeah.
But I'm a millennial.
Gen Z baddie.
Please.
Anyway, guys, so those are the stories for this week. And on when we come back, we're going to go straight into Barbie. Yeah. So I know you guys are waiting for this. I'm going to give you everything. Because I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Purr.
Purr.
Yeah. Period. What else did you say, Gen Z?
I don't know.
Purr. Big purr. That's all. Yeah. So, guys, when we get back, we'll talk about Barbie. So, see you guys on the other side.
Yeah.
Bye. For now. Waiting man go talk, it be normal. You, yes you, yes it's a podcast. You love it. You like this episode already. So why not share it? Like, I don't know why you're not sharing. Like, at this point, it baffles me. You should be sharing. Like, it's just there on the episode. Share the podcast. Share it to your friends. Okay? Like, it takes nothing.
We know you love us.
Mm-hmm.
We know you listen every week. Just share it, please. It
takes nothing. Like, I don't understand why you can't share. It's just a simple share button.
Calm down.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
Calm down.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going off, man.
Yeah. But I think you get it. Just share it.
Share it before I get mad.
Share it.
Okay.
You're already mad.
Don't make any mad. All right. Back to you.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a can. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty. All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag. Red, but he spank me when I get bad. I'm in LA Rodeo Drive. I'm in New York Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. The pink Barbie dream house. The way Ken be killing shit got me yelling out like the scream house. Yelling out, we ain't selling out. We got money, but we ain't lending out. We got bars, but we ain't billing out. In that pink Ferrari, we peeling out. I told Ted Green about billing out.
Okay, guys, that was Barbie World with Nicki Minaj and
Ice Spice.
Yeah. So we're back with Ice. With those two. What do you think of Ice Spice? First off, people, you know, there's a thing where people say that she can't rap.
I think she can rap. She just has the same sound, like the same sound.
But is that not every rapper?
Exactly. So I don't think she's bad. Sure. She's good. She's okay.
Oh, you think she's just like a TikTok rap?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what classifies as a TikTok rapper, but
just give me like just doing like your bars, like you just like rhyme. And just get a catchy beat.
Maybe. But for now, like she just has the same sound. That's my only issue with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Ice Spice.
She's okay.
Okay. So guys, we're back with the movie review of Barbie. Yes, and you might wonder why is Daniel not here? First of all. Why? As I was saying, like, just left a bitter taste in my mouth. When I said Daniel, like, but so Daniel is not here because, you know, like I said in the beginning, toxic masculinity. Yeah, that's what you call it, because he said he does not want to be on the show where Barbie, he does not watch Barbie.
Exactly.
I'm like,
he's very sexist,
and he's basically like a Ken. He behaves like a Ken.
Yeah, he's a Ken. He's definitely a Ken.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the movie, you understand. Yeah. He's a Ken. So first off, when we even got to the movie, to the cinema, we're like, thank God Daniel's not even here, because we have not heard
anything.
Because Daniel is anything so loud.
He would have talked through the whole movie from the beginning to the end.
Exactly. And you like try to be funny. Like,
yeah.
Nobody's laughing, but why are you still cracking jokes?
Oh my God.
Please. Anyway, that's enough of Daniel.
Don't want peace.
Yeah.
I want problems.
Always. Yes.
Forever.
Forever ever. Can you say you don't want to watch Barbie?
Like
what is there? You say it's a girl thing, like it's not a girl thing, like
it's a movie for everybody.
Like everybody needs to watch Barbie.
Yeah,
it's actually cool.
Make a post to hear.
Anyway, that's enough of that. I don't really want to delve on toxic guys, because you know
we don't do that here.
Yeah, man, that's basically the story of all Nigerian men. Well, to be honest, I have to put you guys in the book. Not all, but most, right? Let me be specific before some people come for me. Barbie. Anyway, I'm not saying what the viewers don't. I mean, our listeners already know that Daniel is like that, so.
So it's not news.
It's not news. I mean,
wow, okay.
News, but no news. Like, you already know.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So let's get into the movie, right? So first off, we watched Barbie, and So how did you when? First off, before you even start, how do you feel when you like started watching the movie?
I thought it was very funny. it was very funny. Yeah. But it had some like hidden depth to it as well. Okay. Talked about other things, like other women issues.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was nice. It was not just like a basic comedy. It had some, you know, how do I put it?
It had some complexities.
Yes, complexities.
Yeah. Okay.
It was nice.
Alright. So it was more than what you expected it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are some people that say that the movie is too woke. What do you think of that?
It's not even woke enough. That one is not even woke.
Okay.
And the way they put it into it, they did it very subtle. Yeah, it was very subtle. Mm.
All right. So yeah, I just wanted to know how she felt on the movie.
Yeah.
That's so how I felt. You liked it?
I liked it a lot.
All right. So we're gonna start. The movie is directed by Greta Gerwig. I don't know if you are familiar with her work. What was that work she did?
She did Little Women.
Little Women and Lady Bird, right? So she's like a female director. She's all about the female power, female empowerment, right? Yeah. And then we have an ensemble cast, right? Yeah. We have Margot Robbie.
Yep. We have Ryan Gosling.
We have Simon Leon.
We have Issa Rae.
Okay. We have America Ferrera. Yeah.
We have Will Ferrell.
I mean, yeah. Who else is there?
We have some sex education guys too. Yeah. Like Emma Mackey. All right.
So we have like a whole lot of like celebrities, and that was one of the things that even made people like
want to watch
it, because like how many
celebrities do you want to have in the movie?
Exactly. I mean, that should have been enough, but Daniel still didn't want to. And I'm always gonna be that person saying Daniel's name in this show. So I'm gonna say it because he doesn't want to be in the Barbie movie, but I'm going to put his name there. So me in India, even if you know they made the name appear.
We use him as example.
Exactly. So you to be an example. Anyway, so yes, and like I said previously on Nana's Corner, there was a story on it being like the movie being like the first like female directed movie
to pass
the $1 billion mark. Imagine $1 billion. Like, come on, that's amazing. $1 billion. Let's convert that to naira. The money,
it doesn't even have units.
I don't think, maybe it's like trillion. It should be in trillions, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that was actually like great thing for her to get that. I'm sure the woman is very happy with her life now. But anyway, let's get into the movie now. Let's talk about Margot Robbie as Barbie. Let's talk about the plot of the movie, right? So, Margot Robbie is Barbie.
Yeah,
I mean, if you don't know, I don't know where you are. If you're living under the rock. So Margot Robbie is
Barbie.
Exactly, it's Barbie. So she's this stereotypical Barbie, right? She lives in a perfect world.
Barbie land.
She drinks juice that is not there.
She showers with water
that is not there. Like she does. She's a doll.
Yeah.
She's basically the doll, like the Barbie doll, and living in a Barbie house, in a Barbie world, right? Yeah. And she's perfect, and she's happy, and she's living. She's living this like fairy tale, and she's living in Barbie world. And in Barbie world, all the Barbies, right? I don't even know. I don't know how to break it down for the men, but I think the women will understand. So for the men, like everybody's a Barbie. Like all the females are Barbies.
Yeah.
Right. So they have the President Barbie, that's Issa Rae.
Yeah.
We have the Supreme Justice. I don't know what that girl's name is.
Yeah.
Then we have the what do you call them? But we have all the Barbies in different. Like
different roles,
yeah. And they are like in high roles in society.
We have President Barbie, we have lawyer Barbie, diplomat Barbie, writer Barbie.
Yes, so all the Barbies are like high, let me like they have successful careers, and then we have the Kens.
Okay, whose whole existence is to cater to the Barbies.
Yeah, so Ken's existence, or the Ken's existence, is to cater to the Barbies, right? Now. The Kens, the number one Ken of them all,
is Ryan Gosling.
Shout out to Ryan Gosling. Producer, please, can I get a show of, you know? Shout out to Ryan Gosling. I didn't know he could be a funny person.
Yeah, me too. He really surprised me.
Yeah, he was really funny in this movie. And so Ryan Gosling is the head Ken, right? And he loves Barbie with all his own heart and mind. But Barbie does not love Ken.
Barbie doesn't love him.
As in, she they show and pepper. Like they give him breakfast back to back.
Back to back. Always giving him better.
Back to back. So we have Barbie, and the Barbies, they're like how men are like in our society,
they're the leaders,
right?
Of Barbie
land. And like Ken, they switch roles,
like,
right?
Opposite roles in
yes,
Barbie land.
Yes. So that's it. So that's what the story is. Like Barbie is a Barbie, basically, right? And Kens are Kens. And Kens, what they do is just to cater to the Barbies, and they love Barbies. And the sole purpose of Ryan Gosling's existence as Ken
is to
love Barbie, and for Barbie to just look at him every day, right? So, So one day when they are partying and they are enjoying their life.
For what? Is it for Eba? Is it for Gary? Is it for Beans?
There was a line in the movie where they said like Barbie has a great day every day. But yeah. Ken only has a great day when Barbie looks like Ken.
Yeah, exactly. So like Barbie just has to look at Ken for him to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what Ken is there for. And they were having this party in the middle of the night. Every night is girls' night, yeah. Right? And Ken always wants to sleep over in Barbie's house, but Barbie does not allow him, you know, because Barbie is like a virtuous woman. Ken loves Barbie, so every night he's always hoping that okay, he can come to her house and she'll invite him in and they'll spend the night. Mm-hmm. But Barbie not agree because she say every night is girls' night. So she's not true, like she does not care about Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this night they have a party and they're enjoying their lives, and what's his name? Barbie now says, Do you guys ever think of death?
That's a party puzzle.
Everybody does them look. Say, what do you mean by death? Then before you know, she now changes the sentence to death of something else, right? So apart from that, from that situation, Barbie starts developing these human feelings of death and worrying about her existence.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she's suffering an existential crisis, right? Yeah. And she goes to meet Weird Barbie, played by Kate McKinnon, right?
Yeah.
And that one tells her that she needs to go to the human world to go and find the person that is playing with her doll, right? So basically, they have Barbie world and they have human world. Human beings, do you understand? Up to you. If you're a man, if you don't understand, I don't know what to do for you. Go and meet Daniel. So
shot fired.
Yeah, so she has to go to the human world. So she goes to the human world, and on getting there, the first thing that greets her in the human world is the objectification.
By men.
Of men. Looking at her body. Body. So what did you think of that for Barbie? Like how men just like as she came like, oh, sexy woman, sexy lady.
Yes.
Like what do you think of men?
It was very, very relatable because, oh God, if you're in Nigeria and you're ever going to market, you understand.
Huh.
When men will be calling you from different distances, say my size, everywhere. You understand. So it was very relatable.
Yeah.
It even took up to like 1 hour. Somebody already slapped her.
Yeah, slapped her ass. Yeah. I was like, damn, wow. Men. Anyway, so as a Nigerian now, as a woman. First of, how do you feel like there are some places where you don't want to go to so that you will not be objectified or mm-hmm. just be like. People will not just talk to you.
Anyhow, yeah.
Even there's some ways that you dress to make sure that some things don't show.
Yeah.
Like me now, I know that if I want to dress up, I have to cover certain areas in my body.
Yeah.
You get me, so that some men will not.
You know, have the wrong idea or try to approach you or look.
Even they will approach no matter what, but just look of. I don't want that look from you.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me even give you an example.
Okay.
I remember one time, there's some things I don't like. Like if I wear, you know, I'm quite someone that has this
She's quite busty.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, yeah, I'm busty, so I'm not let me gloss over that.
Yeah.
So there's like some tank tops now. I don't like wearing it because if I wear it, some things will show out, mm-hmm. you know, the oranges or the watermelons.
Okay.
So some days when I just, okay, I have to draw weird. Mm-hmm. I wait. And you can see the first men, they know they hide down. Their eye will just start to. And there's this feeling, you feel so self-conscious.
And you try to cover yourself.
But you can't do anything about it. So in that point, when I saw how Barbie was feeling, when she was like, oh, I don't know how I feel, but I feel like I'm conscious.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this feeling is because she has never experienced it before. Yeah. I was like, Auntie, every day they feel I'm not being small. And I remember that situation. I remember I wore that tank top and I was in the keke as usual.
Like, I get everything that happened for my life.
and this guy was just like, you were just looking like, I was like, don't you have shame?
Did you tell him that?
I didn't look up, I looked at him like, I looked at him, I was like, what is, like, can't you face your, like, what is your own? He was just looking like this, was nice man, and I was like, which kind of disgusting motherfucker is this? I like, man.
God.
That is
example of
your pain, babe. Well, it is what it is. That's one of the things of being a woman, of people looking at you and they think sometimes they think that you like it. I don't know me. I don't know.
I don't know who told them that one.
Anyway, so let's go back to the movie on the let's go back to the movie on how Barbie felt when she entered into the human world and how she was objectified and she felt it and she didn't understand what
was happening.
But in the meantime, Ken too followed Barbie to the human world. And he was
time of his life.
And he was happy. Why? Because in that human world, men, he saw that men they were respect men. Yeah. And they respect men. Men are the ones that are doing the work, unlike in Barbie world where
the women are doing the work.
Yeah. It's women that do everything. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's wow. This is when men are appreciated. Yes. Yeah. So he was having a different
experience.
I liked that. It's like how she was having her own, and she was going through her own problem. Ken was just enjoying his life. Looking at men, climbing horses, entering,
reading books about patriarchy.
Ken was very happy.
He was very happy. Yeah. At one point, he even thought that he could be a doctor because he was a man.
So Ken, like, even the funny part where Ken would go to different jobs, would go to the hospital, and I said, oh, I want to talk to the doctor. And a female doctor is talking to him, I'd be like, no, the doctor. And he says, oh, that he wants to be a doctor. We're like, I'm a man, that's enough reason for him to be a doctor. He said, no, you have to go to BSc and everything. We're like, okay, no problem. And he goes. So, anyway, let's circle back to Barbie and how she was feeling. And she started feeling, where was that? She went to, where did she go to again? After they went to the beach.
After that, she had, like, she sat down at a park.
Mm.
And she just, I don't know, that's if she was feeling all the feelings. Then she started crying.
Yeah, she felt the feelings of a human being and she was crying. And she was,
yeah, she was trying to locate the person that was playing with her. Yeah.
And she went to this school and they talked to, and she now spoke to the child, to a child. And the person was, and she was like, oh, that I'm Barbie. And first off, before, let me preface with something, I forgot to say something. Now, in Barbie world, the reason, or what Barbies feel is that the reason they made them was for, like, the world to be a better place, right? And for the, what would I call it? Like, in the world now, they made sure that, oh, feminism is a thing.
Yeah.
And that women are in charge. Yeah. They felt like that's the reason for their, like, their evidence of, like, how the real world is.
Exactly.
Right? So, in Barbie's mind, she's feeling like, oh, so when I go to the human world, I know that they'll love me. I'm the savior because they've made me, I'm the one that made them. You know, this, like, feminist view. I have this feminist view. Like, I made them this.
No, let me just say thank you and all that.
But when she gets to the real world and she sees that, oh, it's not really the opposite, but it's like a mixture of everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, that is not what she envisioned. But okay, let her go to the child that is playing with her. She goes to the child and the child says, oh, I'm Barbie. And the child's like, who are you? I stopped playing with Barbie when I was 5 years old. All this kind of stuff. And she's saying Barbie is the reason that they don't play with Barbies anymore, because Barbie is the reason why the women are self-conscious of how they look. And this, and Barbie is,
she finished Barbie, basically.
Anyway, she finished Barbie's character. Barbie can't cry. Oh, be smarting.
Run away.
Barbie can't cry. So, yes. Do you feel like, now in that scene, do you feel like it's true what that small girl said about Barbie? And how Barbie's like make girls or small girls feel like they have to be this certain way?
Yeah, I think so, in a way, because the way Barbies are built, there's no human that can achieve that, like, structure, that figure or anything. So you as a child, when you're growing up, you're looking at that and you're seeing yourself in the mirror and you don't look like that. You feel guilty, you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like Barbie portrays like a wrong, like, image
for young girls.
Because it's kind of depressing. How can you be playing with doll and you cannot see yourself as that doll? You say, oh God, why am I like this?
Yeah, it's kind of depressing. Yeah, it's actually depressing too. I remember one doll that we had. Do you remember? I know we had one Barbie doll. I don't know if we brought that doll to the house.
Which one?
But I hated, you know, me, and when I was younger, I was more of like a
tomboy.
So I didn't really play with dolls or anything. But when I saw Ezra, I was like, who even look like this? So it was not like. But truly, I understand what you say when, or I understand what she said and what you have confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that women feel that they have to, this. The doll like makes small girls feel like
bad about themselves
yeah. Because who?
So yeah, I have a story.
Huh.
When I was younger, I always wanted to be blonde and have blue eyes. I really liked it. God just
Jesus. I'm shocked.
I think that Barbie played a part in that. But that's like an example of how like it gives kids the wrong idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like you make kids want, or girls in particular, make girls want to be like Barbie, but when they see that they cannot be like Barbie,
yeah,
it's not getting angry or depressed or just
creates
sad.
All these like body issues, like
yeah,
body dysmorphia,
mm, but, yeah, exactly,
anorexia, all this stuff.
All this stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, yes, I understand. Like even us, that we it's not. First off, we are not white.
Exactly.
We're not. We can never be blonde. Mm-hmm. We are not white. We
can never have blue.
We can never have blue eyes. Like, yeah, okay. There is black Barbie. There is black
there
Barbie.
Is.
With black
but
hair.
Growing up, I didn't.
Yeah, but we like, didn't get. We didn't. We anyway, in Nigeria, so we don't. We won't. Do we have access to that? Or did we have access to that?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did. But in the in, I understand when you say, "Oh, you so say you can never be blonde. You can never have blue eyes." But what the girls that look like us in weight size?
Mm-hmm,
now I mean,
yeah,
like now, me and you, we are. What we call ourselves?
We're big girls.
Yeah, we're definitely big girls.
Yeah. Like
mental.
Yeah, okay, we're plus size. I think the better word is plus size.
Yeah, we're big girls, we're plus
size,
yes.
Yeah.
So when even from when we're small,
mm-hmm,
so even when you're a small child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are fat. Let me fat for lack of a better word, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to be, not that everybody's fat before they say I'm saying, but I'm fat. So
I'm
I
talking
can say
about
it.
Our own experience.
Yes, exactly.
Like
so
fat
you are
children.
Fat. Yeah, and we're fat children.
Yeah.
We are even fat.
Exactly.
So as a fat child,
mm-hmm,
now, and you play with Barbies, and it's like I understand when children say this, oh, that is giving me, and you.
But like in your subconscious,
it's maybe your subconscious, because you'd be like, these people, I cannot see myself as this doll,
yeah,
right? But you may not think of it deeply then. Mm-hmm. But as you are growing older, you find that okay, you feel like you have to be a certain way,
yeah,
to look attractive, or for people to look at you, like for you to be desired by like the opposite sex,
mm-hmm,
or the same sex. I don't know. You understand?
Anything that
exactly. Yeah, so I understand when you say that it creates this like body like issues,
body image issues.
Body
yeah.
image issues, like so many people, and not in this part of this country where we don't even know what a lot of things mean. We just exactly like
train words,
and we just say it makes me feel a certain way, but you don't know how it makes you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But Americans are giving us all the words.
Thank you.
Yeah. So there's anorexia, the doll gives those, so you can, there's that part of Barbie. Yes, Barbie is a doll for children to play with and for them to have fun, and it's just a doll. But I don't think when the person was creating it, the person thought deeply of how like
you know,
it will
affect
children
growing up.
Yeah, so that's a part of that. Yes, and I can attest to that because I'm a fat girl. Anyway, yeah. So so let's move into a different part where Mattel captures Barbie, right? And if you don't know who Mattel is, for people, Mattel is the
pretty much a toy company.
It's a toy company, the company that made
Barbie,
right? Yeah. So yes, so Mattel captures Barbie and they are trying to like take her back to Barbie world, because they don't want a crisis, right?
Mm-hmm.
For people to know that Barbie has escaped. So,
do you
want to talk about how Mattel, you know, how Will Ferrell, right, the CEO
of Mattel,
is trying to put Barbie in a box? What does that say about, like, does it ring?
It does. I felt like they were trying to put Barbie in a box, literally and figuratively.
Mm.
They were trying to fit that into one place. They didn't want her to see what the real world was like. They didn't
mm.
want her to have like real feelings and see like the reality of how
yeah.
things were, how men were in charge and how women were like mm-hmm. we're supposed to be disobedient and all that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think just playing into real life, like how men always try to put women into boxes. Mm. Say, oh, women should know how to cook and clean. Mm-hmm. They should serve their husbands. Mm-hmm. All this, you know, archaic way of thinking. Like,
yeah.
I think that's what they were trying to like.
Have you not noticed this? But have you not also noticed that when women want to talk about, or when people want to talk about feminism,
yeah,
right, they always bring it down mm-hmm. to cooking.
Exactly.
That is the, for a Nigerian man, that is the number one thing. If you say you're a feminist, or for mm-hmm. a typical, I'm not saying all Nigerian men, I better calm down. So I'm not saying all Nigerian men, but like most, like the typical Nigerian men, if you're a normal Nigerian man now, that is not like, I don't know, sound.
Learned.
Yeah. If you say you're a feminist, yeah, they don't want to hear it because the first thing they think, oh.
So you'll not be cooking for
so
me.
So you cannot cook. You cannot cook for your, why does it always have to be, why can it not just be like, I want access to opportunities that yeah. you have access to because of your gender, mm-hmm. or I just want to have like equal rights and equal opportunities. And sometimes when you talk about the equal rights and equal opportunities, they must find a way to just make it look stupid, because they will make it look like, okay, so that means you want to, so because of me, I'm a plumber now, that means you want to be a plumber, why can't we, like, they make it like it's not a serious topic. They make it look as if it's a joke. Mm. Like it's something that you have to something that you have to like laugh about, or something. It's just, oh, you're a feminist, so you're not going to cook. You're not going to be traditional.
Yeah.
Because in their mind, they cannot fathom that, okay, I can still cook. It does not make me less of a woman.
Yeah.
But it's not that I'll be the only one that is cooking.
Yeah.
At least.
I'll be working.
First of cooking self, the thing behind the cooking, even myself, I like cooking, but I don't like cooking.
Exactly.
A lot.
You like cooking for yourself. Exactly.
I'm a selfish person. It's
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
But
I understand.
Yeah, but is not the way they make it, I don't know. There's just a way the thing. Sometimes when the feminist thing, I don't even like talking about it, because there's always that person that wants to
bring it down, to just diminish,
that's the word, trivialize the meaning yeah. of what it is, because at the end of the day, it's going to end in the kitchen, so you're not going to cook, so you're not going to be a traditional woman, so you're not going to clean your house.
Feminism is just really about equal rights.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's not hard.
And this thing of putting Barbie in a box, I'm just saying, okay, women cannot do this one. Why do they feel the need for women to be just one thing? When she's just a human being, can be anything, want yeah. to be. They don't see women as, I don't know if it's human beings, or I don't know, Sha, but let's go further into the movie.
Okay.
So that we can delve more into this beef yeah. between the both genders.
Yeah.
Okay, so Barbie is okay, so let's move fast with it. So Barbie is she goes back to the Barbie world, you know, mm-hmm. and she's on her way to the Barbie world, she's talking to America Ferrera and her daughter about how the world is so female driven, and they will see that things are actually different yeah. there. That's why she thought that it would be different in the human world. So when they get there, they see that Baba Ken.
You don't ruin everything.
After you don't, he has carried all the books of
about horses and patriarchy.
Yeah, to the Barbie world, and they have read it and they understand, and all the men are now empowered, mm-hmm. right? And they're no more like serving the Barbies. It's now the opposite. Like the women, even the Barbies serve. They are forgotten why they were even in charge before. So they are now even serving the men. Mm-hmm. They enjoy it, and mm-hmm. they are even saying that
yeah, it was stressful.
It was even stressful being the leader and thinking of a lot of things, of speeches that they are meant to say, that this is easier for them. So they are even happy with the way things are, you know. So Barbie is now very,
I think she became depressed.
She became depressed, you know. Imagine Barbie being depressed. Wow. So Barbie was depressed, and, you know, and she was now saying that she does not feel pretty and stuff, and America Ferrera was giving her a pep talk, and like that. If a Barbie doll,
somebody that's supposed to represent women.
Yeah, somebody that's supposed to represent women, and Barbie. I've not seen any Barbie that is ugly before. So the definition of Barbie is like, it's a beautiful beautiful though, right? And America is like, if a Barbie doll is saying she does not feel pretty, who am I as a normal human being? If I let's begin now, who am I as a Nigerian?
Jesus.
A Nigerian woman.
A human being.
A Nigerian human being, say, well, let's forget the gender. Nigerian. How am I
supposed to feel?
How are we supposed to feel if even as a Barbie, you know, a Barbie is depressed? Like, what would I do? Right? So, and then she goes on this speech where she says, women cannot be one thing, that they go allow women to be different things. Just like how we were talking about women being in a box and just saying that women can be leaders, or women cannot be leaders, or if they are leaders, they cannot be mean. They cannot be they can be mothers, but they cannot talk about their children too much. They can be
They're supposed to answer to men's behaviors.
Yeah,
and that, if we talk about it, yeah, they'll say that we're complaining.
Yeah, but that was one of the parts of it. I was like, actually, truly, women are always, I don't understand the part where women are always blamed for men's behaviors. Truly, it's one thing that even up till now, even as a woman, so sometimes you do it, you don't know that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when, like that, let's use an example of, let's use the controversial topic of this, Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion issue now.
Yeah.
Why is Megan still blamed for being the victim of this situation? Why is the victim being blamed? And even in situations where, okay, women, maybe they take time to come out to say something, or for let's say harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the woman comes out, the first question is what were you wearing? And why did it take you so long to talk about it? Why is that the first thing that we think of as human beings? Why is our first thing to just focus on the woman? I don't feel like men, that, and it takes away from men, like giving accountability to men, because men are actually not held accountable all the time.
Yeah.
Because women are always there, and sometimes women are left to like pick up the pieces. If something happens now and a man does something, why they are looking for the nearest woman to blame for the issue?
If they cannot see one, they'll blame his mother. Say he wasn't raised right.
I don't know what it is about us as a society where we only see the need to blame one gender just for another person just living their life or how they feel at that point in time. So I think that was one of the things that I got from that. Is, and also my problem with also women is that sometimes in situations like this, sometimes we are at fault in that situation of where we try to keep men's, like, if you know that this man is not behaving, but you keep that secret, like how, like this, what was her name, Meg, like, I don't even Meg, like somebody shot you and you did not say anything until you were pushed to say what happened. You didn't have to be pushed to say what you were. Why
she
do
was
we
still
need,
trying to
exactly
protect
why
him.
Do you why do we feel the need to continue to protect people that are not that are not even worthy of that it. Protection?
Yeah.
That says something about us as women. I don't know what that says about us, but why do we always feel the need to not speak up at times? So what do you have to say about that as a human woman?
I would just say that it's probably how we were conditioned.
Hmm.
We're conditioned not to speak up, we're conditioned to keep quiet, just sit down and take it and not complain about anything. So I think her point of view was that she was just trying to protect him, maybe because they have this past friendship and everything. Even though he shot her, she was still trying to protect him. And I just feel like it's the way we have been conditioned as women to protect men, to not talk about their shortcomings and all that, to keep quiet, take all the blame, just sit down and take it every time. Take it.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a way that we have been conditioned.
Yeah.
And it takes like active reconditioning to actually like raise girls who can speak up for themselves and who can like just be brave, be confident, don't take any shit pretty much.
Okay.
So yeah. That's what I think. That's my whole point of view.
Okay. Alright. So let's go into the I wanted to ask this question first.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel bad for Ken?
I did. I felt bad for Ken.
Okay.
Even me, I was asking myself, why am I even feeling bad for this Ken? But he ruined the whole Babylon. Why am I feeling bad for him?
Yes.
Because I understood his point of view. It was a reasonable decision. He was hurt by Barbie. He wasn't like, she didn't pay him any attention. She didn't give him the time of day. And he was, she was always bossing him around. So he felt like he needed to be in charge. He needed to change how Barbie Land was so he can feel better about himself. But even though he didn't, he was still trying to control his feelings for her as he was doing it.
Yeah, so he didn't do it like from a place of
maliciousness.
Yes, he was just hurt that. Yeah, okay. So, and I wanted to ask you now. Did you think that the film represented like the extremities of both situations, of a world where women run, it showed you a world where women run things, right, and men are lesser than, and it showed you a world where men run things and women are lesser than. And now, what did you make you understand about these things, that these sometimes our views on things, right, we should be a balance. It should not go to the extreme of every know, for everything, like for feminism, although it's good, right, it has its own like disadvantages. And there are people for every group of like, for everything that we think is a good thing, there are always people that take it to the extreme. So they're extremists in every view. Like feminists, we have people that are extremists. I will not do anything. No, whether it's my husband, I will not do anything. You understand? There are people, there are women like that think like that. Like, I won't do the. But in the natural set, it does not work like that.
It doesn't work like that. Yeah. Because it's a lose-lose situation.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and now there are men that they are not paid. I don't know what are men's on.
I think it's misogyny or something like that.
Misogyny is not that. It's for men. Okay, patriarchal thing. Now there are men that take it too far, right? Those ones they are from the olden days, where
traditional
sense, they want to be the boss.
The boss, yeah. Exactly.
They want the woman to like kneel down. Like, I mean, there are people.
You want them to need them.
Yeah, much exactly. Everything. So they don't want you want to do anything. That they only want to be the ones.
Yeah.
So yes, for every, what they call it, for every, like, what they call these words, I don't know. For everything, like, it has its own like extremist views. Do you feel like that was well represented in the movie?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it just shows that in life, and you just need balance. There's no way. They just showed us how the two worlds were not working for anybody.
Yeah.
So it just shows that in life, you just have to be balanced.
Do you think it's possible for us to achieve balance?
It's possible.
Because it's something that we are still fighting for.
It's possible, but before I reach there, it takes a long time before I reach there. But I think it's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think?
I think that for us to reach it, it's something that they are still fighting for. I don't think it's something that we can ever achieve. It's something that in my own lifetime. I don't know about any other person. Maybe in 101, a century from now, maybe something that will happen. But for now, the way I see it, as far as there are people that have this ideology in their mind of this extremist views or how women are supposed to be, or how men are supposed to be portrayed, then it's not going to work. But you know, in the long run, let's, it's just for us to, you know, try our best to change the world day by day. The one that you can do, just do this, so you can, and that's it. But I don't feel like balance can ever be achieved, right? Because there's always, in fact, I don't think it's possible, because there's always something that will tip the balance. But the scale, that's why a scale can never stay in one place like this. It always has to tip. You understand?
Good.
I was like, God, brain. Yeah. Your brain is
to work.
Well,
that's new.
Okay. Okay, so what did you think of them bringing the owner of the real owner, like, not the real owner, but the person that portrayed like the owner of Barbie, the person that created the doll, and how Barbie and the owner had like this creator or inventor meets creation or inventor meets idea. What do you think of that talk of where the inventor was like, the reason she created Barbie was not was not to fix feminism or like, for this idea or it was just a basic thing of for her child to play with. Yeah. And the Barbie is even is actually the name of her daughter, because her daughter's name is Barbara. And how she created a doll just for her child, and the doll became like a whole
this idea
and made its own like own idea of what it was, meant to be. But for her, it didn't she didn't create it to cure feminism, because it doesn't, like, that's not what she made it for.
I think it helped Barbie in a way, because she was asking herself questions that, oh, I was made for feminism, I went to the real world, everything is just not how I thought it would be.
Yes.
So in a way, answer that questions, be like, okay, what am I made for?
Yeah.
And I say, okay, I was made for this, I was made for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just really helped Barbie. It helped her with her depression. existential crisis. It helped with her with that, just to like calm her down and be like, okay, this is why I made you.
Yeah,
I didn't make you to solve anything.
Yeah,
I made you for my daughter.
For fun, not not to.
Then you became this idea to everybody.
Yes,
and that's
so,
not why I made you.
And in, and I feel like it also means like everybody has, like every child has an idea of what they feel like Barbie should
is.
Be.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So it's not. Then what do you think of the? Okay, let me know. What do you think of the musical sequences and the?
I think they were fun.
I feel like it was too much.
Because you don't like musicals, that's why. So you're biased. Let's start there. You're already biased. But me, I like all these musicals. Like that, Ken's own this thing was fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did you think of? Okay, now my final question is: what do you think of Barbie as a human, and how Barbie? Do you think it was like a good ending of Barbie now saying, okay, she wants to be. Barbie now says she doesn't want to be a doll anymore. She wants to be a human.
No,
because I feel like if it's me, if I'm living in a perfect world, right? If I'm living in a perfect world, what would make me as a human being, as a doll, honestly, I want to go and suffer depression, anxiety, like all the things that humans go through normally.
You know,
why would I?
As you're talking about this, you know what I just envisioned? I just envisioned Jesus Christ.
What?
Like, why did I to leave heaven? You don't have able to come and die for us.
Jesus did not have any.
Are you sure?
Any, like, no, I feel like Jesus did not have any what? Say on that matter, because he was some, he's God and made that decision for him, right? But me, if they give me that decision of either you remain a doll, right, where you live the same day over and over again and you're happy and with every your friends and everything, and you don't experience all these emotions that human beings experience. And then there's the human aspect of things, or
and she has experienced that
exactly, and you can see the complexities of humans and how they behave.
Mm-hmm.
Why me? Why would I choose that against being like just being in a happy world? I don't know, but I felt
and
like
that's not where you're coming from. But I feel like for Barbie, she was questioning her own existence. Maybe she was trying to make a change by being human. That's why I saw it for my own.
But do you feel like because she was the stereotypical Barbie, she didn't felt like she didn't have any
she
purpose?
She didn't have any purpose. So she was coming to the real world to like do something, make an, I don't know if it's name for herself or just to have a function that wasn't just, you know, stereotypical Barbie.
So I mean, even if human beings need purpose, then those to need purpose. Is that what they're saying?
If you're Barbie. Because other people, all the other Barbies except from her had like
had
roles,
something they were doing,
but she shouldn't have any role.
Yeah.
So I felt like that's what she was trying to, you know, push through and get from being in the real world and becoming a human being.
Okay. So do you feel like that was a perfect ending?
It was okay.
What
it was
you
okay.
Think? I actually felt like okay, maybe Barbie will not love Ken.
Me too. Maybe it'll be romantic.
So I think people were like. People expected that because that's what people expect. But I feel like that's where people are like, people did too much. Like, because I've just made Barbie like fall in love with Ken and they would have just lived happily ever after in their own Barbie world.
But it was obvious that she was never into it. So.
I mean, she could have been, you know, she could have done that. But I feel like that would have been like
a better ending
than you taking Barbie to the new world and say she has to see a gynecologist. What did that mean?
I've thought about it now. I thought it because, you know, she doesn't normally have, you know, genitals. So now that she's a human being, she now has genitals now. So she's going to go and check the genitals and check it if it's okay. That's what I thought about. That's what came to my mind.
Wow. I mean, I felt like the ending should have been like a wrap up. So I just wrapped it up instead of giving it like. I feel like maybe they want
open
to.
Ending,
I think they're leaving an open ending so that they have a
probably
part two.
Have a sequel. Probably.
Yeah, I feel like that's what.
Especially it is. Because it's so successful. So
yeah.
So they might have a sequel.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have talked about it. I hope you guys. Anyway, so we'll go straight to rating the movie.
Okay.
Right? And in our show, you know, you're a new person, so I have to explain it for you.
Explain it.
So we have the storyline, right?
Okay.
Then we have the production.
Okay.
And we have the performance.
Okay.
Yeah. So we call it SPP, right? And I'm going to rate it over 5, right?
It's over 5.
Yeah. So for storyline, what did you think?
Storyline.
Talk about it.
I'll say it's a 4.
Why?
It's not perfect. Like you said, I would have loved it for them to like end up together and everything. Mm. And it has some good points, but there are some down points to it. Because it was, I know it's a comedy like film, but sometimes it was very nonsensical.
It was like, ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll give it a 4. Storyline, I'll give it a 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for me, I would say. I'll give it a 4 too, but let me expand shit on that. For the storyline, I felt like some parts, you know, when you do comedy and sometimes the storyline was dragging a bit. So like, what are they doing at this point? Yeah. And the part of the ridiculousness was too much. I understood that it was a dull thing, right? So the things are not real.
Yeah.
I understood that aspect, but seeing it over and over again, like the wave and the other. Just get this over with. Let's wrap it up. You understand? So at some point, the movie was just it was dragging. But like you could have just made this point faster. You understand? So yeah, that was a part of it. What did you think of was there any nuance for you? Like, did you enjoy the complexities of being a doll and being a human being and how the human beings or how the dog was experiencing human feelings? Did you enjoy that aspect? Or did you even think before you even watch the movie, did you even think that this movie is going to be like this?
I thought it was a fun watch that, you know, just
it's just going to be Barbie just
a simple, like, doesn't have all these feminist things inside. Like, you don't have to think so much.
Yeah,
much.
Okay, you thought it was not going to be something that you think about. Yeah, it was going to be like a fun movie.
But in a way, it was kind of relatable as well, because you feel her pain, not Barbie, like America Ferrera's character. You feel her pain, you feel where she's coming from, especially with that speech that she said.
Okay.
So, yeah,
all right. Okay, so I give her a 4. I give the movie a 4.
Okay.
Right. What do you think of the production? Now, production, we'll talk about the production design. CGI.
I'll give it a 5. Because they really went into they really went into the history of Barbie. Like, maybe you will not know this, but me, I went to go and do research. They went into, like, each costume had, like, so a real Barbie costume that, like, happened in real life.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they represented that, like, that first time when she appeared, when they were introducing Barbie, that was the first Barbie costume ever.
Oh, wow.
So, they really went into details of Barbie and, you know, Barbie, different variations of Barbie, the product design, everything. Everything was good. So, I think the production was nice. Yeah. So, that's why I'm giving it a 5. Because they really went, you watching it, you don't know, but they went into it very well.
That's the new, I didn't even know that, actually.
Yeah. Thank God. Now, at one point, they were throwing, like, costumes in the air.
They'll show it.
Those were actually real Barbie costumes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so, yes, true. I'm not giving them a 4. No, I'll give them a 4. Because
give them a 4, don't change
your God.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So, I'm a Nigerian. So, yeah, 5 is for good. So, yeah, so the costumes, I actually want to talk about the costumes, because the costumes were actually nice.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that it was real costumes, the real ones that they wore.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't know that, but it was actually nice. And I liked the whole, like, the production design. I don't know how to explain it. Like the house, the whole set, the set design. I'm like, how did they do this?
Is it like an actual Barbie?
Exactly, like it was good. I didn't see anything bad in what they did. CGI, the way the I don't know if they did any CGI.
It didn't look like
it. Didn't look like they did, but CGI. Yeah, but it was. Then also, it was very good. It was well done, and also that time where the car will not turn like this, all this.
Cartoonish smoke will come out. They did a great job.
Yeah, they did a great job. I didn't have any issues with that. But I can't give you 5.
Because 5 is for God.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah. So I'm going to give you, so 4/5.
Yeah.
Then we have performance. And in our performance, we're going to be talking about the best performance and the worst performance. Mm.
Okay.
That's something to think of.
I have to think about it.
Yeah. So, you, let go.
So, my best, should I give them an overall score first?
No, we just talk about this.
Okay, my best performance would be a Ryan Gosling as Ken, because he really surprised me. Would have never thought that he can do a comedy.
Has he done a comedy before?
He did Crazy Stupid Love, but that one was not funny. It was not funny there. But this one was really funny, and it was really, how did I put it? It was stupid.
He was convincing
that it was Ken. He really became Ken.
Yes.
So yeah, I'll give him my best performance.
Okay, you know, Margot Robbie calls Barbie, well, she respects it because she's Margot Robbie.
She's literally Barbie.
Yeah.
When you look at that, you see Barbie. Exactly. So it wasn't hard for her. All
right.
Then for worst, who would I give worst? I don't know who I'll give worst. Maybe I'll give it to Will Ferrell.
Ah,
I'm sorry. I know.
Why?
Because it was funny, but it wasn't funny.
Damn.
It's not as funny. Like, you know, we watch Will Ferrell now. We know how funny.
Maybe you're not given enough chance now.
Probably. Mm. Yeah. So it didn't really land for me.
Damn, Will. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So let me.
So what do you do? What's your performance?
He shocked you.
He shocked me.
I'd say 4/5.
4/5.
They did good.
All right. Okay. Then what do you think of then the musical performances and the whole this thing?
There was not much. Now it was like 2 different musical performances. So yeah, Ken's own was my best. Ken's own was my best. And I actually like the soundtrack as well.
Mm.
But not all the songs, but you know, most of them.
Right.
There's one song that Billie Eilish sang.
I was singing that. You're not allowed to hear what
but like, I heard it. It's a lie. It's a lie.
At the end of the movie, now they sing the song with them.
Because I already know the song now. It's not my fault that I already know the song.
Anyway, let's move on to this. Okay, so for me, for performance, my best performance, I know it's cliche, but I'll just give it to Barbie and Ken. Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. I'm more of Margot Robbie because she just embodied the character. I don't know, she's Margot Robbie and she's a great actress, but I mean, is she Oscar nominated? I think so,
yeah.
She's an Oscar nominated, so, but she has not won any Oscar. There's time for that, but I think she embodied her character. Embodied that character, and I know people
there's no way you not see her and not see Barbie.
Exactly, and I know the people were saying, oh, she's too old, so she's another thing that when women reach a certain age, they say she's too old, they should like me to someone younger to play Barbie.
And they
also went in on Ryan Gosling and said him is too old,
that's not that one.
But yeah, he showed in his face
that
he's
old.
Yeah.
Was old, yeah. But Margot, it was just perfect, it was perfection.
Okay, Margot, so. Margot Robbie and Ken were my best performance. My worst performance. Simulu did well. Who do I want to talk about? I feel like my worst performance. I don't know. It's always hard for me to choose. But if I want to choose, I won't go with you. But I think.
You go with the love of your life, John Cena.
Oh, I even forgot he was in the movie. Can you imagine? I feel Dua Lipa.
She didn't do much now.
She didn't do much.
You're not saying hi, Barbie.
And the hi, Barbie was not authentic enough for me.
Wow. Okay. She had only one line and it wasn't authentic.
No. If you watch, you were like, no, you could see that she was act like it was not natural.
Yeah, she's not an actress.
It was not natural for her. So I can even put John Cena too because I'm not saying, you know, they act well.
Wow. Jesus.
So I'm not going to add John Cena because John Cena is her husband for the movie.
Male mermaid.
It was the male Barbie.
Well.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna put Dua Lipa and John Cena as the worst performance.
Okay.
Yeah, but more of Dua Lipa because I felt like it wasn't giving as well. She could have made it look better, but it felt like she was forcing her lines.
Okay. And I found that true.
Yeah, that's how it felt for me. So yes, musical performances. Me, I'm not a fan of musicals. But I feel like just say, don't sing. Just say what you need to say. You understand? Yeah. You already know that.
No joy. No joy.
So yeah, so for musical performance, it was okay, but at some point you'll be like, let's get on with this story. I don't need you to sing to prove your point. You can also do like a 2-minute thing, but it felt like it was too long for me.
Wow.
Especially with that one where they were fighting and training all sort of nonsense, and now they now moved into the scene of they were now wearing black. I was like,
but that was the only,
what
that
was the point? Like, just I'm telling you, because I'm not a fan of performance. Like, just get this over.
Doesn't like good things.
Ugh, whatever. But anyway, so for performance, I'll give them a 4. I gave them 4 for 4 trials, right? Okay, so performance, let me give them a 4. I'll give them a 4 for performance. So your own is what? 5?
Mine is 4, 5, 4.
5 for the storyline now. You said storyline.
No,
right?
4. I said 4 for the storyline.
Okay.
And 5 for production.
For 5 for production.
And 4 for the like performance.
Okay, so I give them a 4, 4, 4, right? 4, 4, 4. Get me? So, yeah.
4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
don't do that on this show, please. We don't do that. Yeah. 4, 4, 4. Like my guy Jay-Z. You know? 4 for the 4.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do over here.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, so that's the end of our review.
That's the end.
And I just wanted to just show you guys that we love Barbie and we are all Barbies and we're living in a Barbie world.
Yeah.
And yeah. So if you, I'm fat Barbie. I don't know why.
I'm tall Barbie.
Tall and fat Barbie.
Huge Barbie.
Wow, huge Barbie. Anyway, okay, guys. So we have come to the end of the show.
Yay.
And thank you guys for listening. If you're still listening up till now, then thank you. And now we have come to the aspect of the show where we have to beg you people, right? So guys, let's start. So first off, guys, we are on Spotify. You know, if you feel like, or if you want to listen to us, is the channel that we are on, like is our main channel. So yeah, we're on Spotify. You can rate us on Spotify, so you'll be able to see us more.
You can subscribe.
Yeah, you can also subscribe to us. You can follow us on Spotify. And we are also on Apple Podcasts for our iPhone users. If you if you use iPhone or iPad or any of the Apple products, we are on Apple, right? And so we're on Apple Podcasts. You can check us out there. You can rate us, right? And you can like, I don't know, so you can see us more. We are also on Google, we are on Amazon, and now we are on Jollof Radio. And shout out to Jollof Radio. We are we're on the top 10 list, right? On Jollof Radio. So shout out to us, you know. I'm coming for that number one spot, you
yes.
know. Yeah. So see,
better.
What the?
Yeah. Stop for me.
So we are coming for that number one spot on Jollof Radio. So if you want to listen to us now, because we'll soon blow. We're just letting you know now. Get on this bandwagon.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So we are also on YouTube. We're also on YouTube, you guys. We have a lot of videos on YouTube. Check us out. Don't you want us to get our own plaque of YouTube so we can have 1,000 or something subscribers? Like you guys, try. Do you subscribe to our YouTube?
I will check.
Disgrace.
I'll subscribe now.
See my family members. See my family member. You know, you will subscribe. You see this life?
You know.
No, you have to subscribe.
I'm subscriber.
Subscribe now, Asamiye.
I don't. Okay.
Right now. Right now. Nanana TSP. Check us out now.
I said I would do it now.
Oh. Months, can you imagine?
You see,
Paul, I didn't tell you. You a liar.
I'm not a liar.
You a goddamn liar.
I'm not a goddamn
you
liar.
You a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
Danana. Nanana TSP, you fucking foil of my
canal.
No, Fifi. Let's look at her.
Now, what babe did your banner?
So she just finally subscribed, though. We thank God for that. So if you have another
I'll do anything for you.
You do anything but listen.
People should stop now.
Nonsense. Anyway, guys, so we are on YouTube. You guys should go and check us out. If you're not subscribed, subscribe now because we are going in.
We are going places.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm the first to tell you that, you know, you guys should subscribe now because when I do like, I will not have time to, you know, this, you know, my assistant will be doing that for me, okay. Which is you, I will employ you.
Which I employ?
Since you are unemployed.
I don't blame you.
So anyway, so we've come to the end of the show. Thank you guys for listening, and also a big thank you to our guest.
Thank you for having
Moody,
me
for coming on and doing the movie review.
Yes.
For Barbie with me.
Don't
you
worry,
know,
I'll come next time.
Thank you for coming with your energy. I don't know what this energy is, but okay.
Such a shady person. I don't know how you guys are even managing this baby.
Yeah. Daniel loves me.
It is what it is.
Around this world. Around the world. Around the world. Some of them may think they freak this like we do, but no, they don't. Make your check come at the neck. Disrespect us, no, they won't. Why don't even try to tell us? Boy, this bit is crazy.
Anyway, guys, so thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you on the next episode. Yes. Bye. Say bye to our guests.
Bye, guys. Hope you like my voice.
At all.
Don't leave me to the moon. I'm so good with this summer. I'm so good with this. Boy, I'm just playing. Come here, baby.
Uh-huh.
Hope you still like me.
Come on, baby.